Mary had a little lamb.
Lamb, lamb, lamb.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Joe.
Of America!
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh my God. I'm glad he cleared that up because I was about to buy a timeshare in Hilton Head from him. What is that? So he states that Joe Biden is destroying every rung on the ladder that he used to climb. Really? And then says, but I'm running for president of the United States. I don't even understand. It's like such a non sequitur. I don't even get what he was driving at there. But let's just say Tim Scott is a very important voice. We need the one black senator in the Republican Party to throw his voice into the melange that is going to be the Republican primary. So welcome, Tim, to the biggies. Welcome to the big leagues. Welcome to the, you know, I don't get what his candidacy is. I don't get why, he's running for president. I think the whole message of his little thing there was, hey, I really need to make sure the teleprompter works before I get on the stage, because other than that, I'm going to be talking to the teleprompter saying, come on, let's go. And I really need to make sure the mic is on. I don't know. It was very Bush League. It was real pedestrian stuff. It wasn't, like the stuff that, you know, billions of dollars would be donated to for. You know, it was just real ham-handed, this thing. But the whole message of what he was trying to say, once he got the microphones working, he went through like, I don't know, 2, 3, 9 microphones before he found one that worked. Anyway, I think the message is, what he said was, there is no racism in America. That's his platform, and he's sticking to it, by God. There's no racism in America. Well, that'll be news to the people in Florida and the NAACP, who just issued a travel warning not to travel to the state of Florida if you're a person of color or LGBT or black. They just issued a travel warning for the state that I'm living in. And now you have Republican Congress members like David Jolly, who was a Republican member, who is like a 5th, 6th generation Floridian, who actually said over the weekend that even though he's a 5th or 6th generation Floridian, he's not sure he wants to raise his 2 and 4 year olds here in Florida because there's a culture war, you know. And he said that, you know, it's in the air and it's everywhere you go in Florida. And everybody had to pick a side, and everybody's on a side, and everybody knows that there are sides, and it's not easy to live here, and it's not, safe to live here. And you can't discuss politics here. And, you know, and it's not even July. And in July, we get permitless carry here in Florida. And I have to tell you, the road rage here is out of control, too, all of a sudden. So there's something really nasty bubbling in Florida, just ready to explode. And, like I said, if Tim Scott's very important voice in this conversation is going to be heard, then I really do think he ought to have it heard here in Florida, because the guy he's running against in the Republican primary, or the guys so far he's running against in the Republican primary, Ron DeSantis is the guy that is making Florida unsafe for people to talk in. It's making it unsafe for you to drive in or go to the deli in or go to Denny's in. He's making this place like really on tenterhooks. It's like everybody's walking on eggshells now. Everybody's just, you know, freaked out by him. He's got, you know, parents against parents. I don't know if you know this. Some of the newspapers applied to get the drafts of the new textbooks we're getting in Florida. This is crazy. We're getting all new textbooks in Florida. And the textbooks have to pass muster with Ron DeSantis and his, you know, mother's groups, his crazy mother's groups that are like eight women that are going to sit like the Temperance League or some such crap. And they're going to decide whether or not the textbooks are okay for their children, like eight mothers on this committee of psychos. And so the newspapers got hold of some of the digital copies of the textbooks ahead of their being chosen for publishing. And he doesn't want any mention of race at all in the textbooks. And so he's telling the story of Rosa Parks in the Florida textbooks without mentioning her race, which makes it a pointless story, right? So the textbooks are saying things like Rosa Parks was asked to change seats and leaving it at that. So why is that a story? Why is that in a history book that someone was asked to change seats? What was it about her that made her someone who had to change seats or could be asked to change? I mean, I don't even understand what he's driving at here. I don't even understand what this is about. But you talk about the word whitewash. Oh, my God. I mean, this is the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life. So, hey, Tim, come down here to Florida and have a little talk with Ron DeSantis and find out why he wants the story of Rosa Parks told in a race-neutral manner. Because if you told her story in a race-neutral manner, she would have no story. There would be no story there. There would be nothing to tell. It's very sick. It's very twisted what's going on here. But, you know, Tim Scott's entire, speech today was about how, you know, anybody that tells you that we have racism in America is lying to you. We don't have racism in America. There is no racism in America. Look at me. I'm one of 50 Republicans in the United States Senate. I'm the only one who's like a big, bald, black guy. The only other big, bald, black guy is Cory Booker, and he's on the other side. I don't even understand, like, what this message is. But he was very, very, trying to tell you. He was very into telling you that you should look at his stage, that look at everybody here. There is no racism in America. And then he started saying because he was doing amens and hallelujahs clapbacks and all kinds of churchy stuff he was trying to get away with, while he was saying that, you know, all we need is unconditional love for each other and everything will be fine. Well, perhaps that's so, but we don't have unconditional love in this country. And the reason we don't have it is because your party is waging a culture war and finds it very advantageous to say that one is someone other than a real American. And this one is someone other than a white Christian nationalist. And that one is someone other than a Christian. And that one is someone other than whatever. Okay? So you got a problem here with your message, because I don't understand how you think racism is over in this country simply because you're running for president. And then he told the story about how he was raised by a single mom and he was, you know, not rich and poor and blah, blah, blah. And now he's hoping that he can be a president of the United States. I'm sorry, but that story's already been told, been there, done that. Please go look up on Wikipedia or whatever, encyclopedia you like to use, Barack Obama, because it has happened. We did have our first African-American president. He was raised by a single mother. They weren't rich. His daddy was from Kenya. I don't know what he's trying to do here, but a very important voice in the Republican primary.